having written that.
Good morning. Thank you to Sherwin for inviting me to be here. This is quite unexpected. I can remember growing up and hearing about Sherwin Lytton and the cotton kings and on the radio and being advertised in the Watertown Public Opinion. And when I finally got to see Sherwin in person, it would never occur to me to go up and talk to him because he was the star of the show and I was just the teenage farm girl about 20 years old. So I certainly didn't expect things would ever go like this. I just grew up in the Hyder Valley near Clear Lake, wanting to be a teacher at a one-room country school. That was my dream, was to go to a teacher's college in South Dakota and marry my cowboy and raise little cowboys and cowgirls and teach in a one-room country school. While I was in college, South Dakota passed a law that all schools had to be part of 12-year districts, so the one-room country schools were closed. And I had to find something else to do. And about that time, my sister, who's here today, Taylor Taylor, was my daughter's Taylor and Amanda. Taylor was in high school and I was in college, and we talked about joining the military. Mom had been on a World War II wave, so we knew about that it was possible for women to be in the military. And I can remember we had all the brochures from all the military services scattered all over our bed, and we decided that the Navy had the best looking uniform. That wasn't the only reason, but it was one of them. So Taylor enlisted in the Navy when she graduated from high school, and I joined when I graduated from college. So I ended up being married to the Navy for 32 years, and never did find that cowboy. But traveled around the world, and while I lived in Washington, D.C. in the mid-90s, I got interested in writing, and I wrote magazine articles and a newspaper column, and I wanted to tell some of our family stories and the time gone by, and the things about growing up on the farm and school and such, and I took a correspondence course from the Children's Institute of Literature in Connecticut. And at the end of that course, then they said, well, you qualify to take our course in writing a children's book. Well, who knew after I completed the first correspondence course that I'd have the opportunity to buy and complete another one? I thought that would be an incentive to help me write my book. And I started on that, and then I got transferred to Japan and put the book aside for a while. And then while there, I needed some kind of motivation, so I put an ad in the Vase newspaper about starting the writing critique group. And three or four people were in my group over the next year, but with one gal and I finished the first draft of our first book, because every week we bring a new chapter that we've written, and then we talk about the ones that we had done the week before. And we finished the first draft, and then the end of my correspondence course said, okay, now write the first chapter of your next book. And I thought, I don't have another book in me. But I realized I did. I had enough plenty of experiences in the Navy, and I decided that I'd write a book about my career as an aircraft maintenance officer in the Navy and being one of the first women there, and some of the different, the hard lessons that I taught oral people learn from my mistakes, they don't have to make their own mistakes. And also had opinions on various things. So when I got to Los Angeles, and I published the Farm in the High Woods and Navy Green Shirt, and by that time I was also working on the biography of Sarah Young, and I'll tell you about that at the afternoon show. And then I wrote the biography of Warren Robbins. So I retired from the Navy in Washington, D.C. in 2004 and moved back home to South Dakota in 2010. And so when I talk about Warren Robbins, I'll also tell you how Sherwin Lytton helped me write that book. So, it's time for the band to come on. So, I'll see y'all after the show, and I will sit here, and then I hope you can come back for the afternoon show. Thank you.